African Travel and Tourism Association names new chair. James Hay's extensive experience encompasses various countries including Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, South Africa, and extends beyond to destinations such as Morocco, the Seychelles, and Sao Tome and Principe. The African Travel and Tourism Association, ATA, has announced the appointment of James Hay as its new chair, commencing from October 1, 2024. With a prominent presence in the African tourism sector, James possesses a wealth of knowledge and expertise gained over a span of 15 years. His extensive experience encompasses various countries including Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, South Africa, and extends beyond to destinations such as Morocco, the Seychelles, and Sao Tome and Principe. James' extensive experience across the African travel and tourism industry will be an invaluable asset as he takes over as ATA's new chair, said Nigel Veer-Nicol, President and Group MD for ATTA. His deep understanding of the challenges and opportunities across the continent will further solidify ATA's role as the preeminent voice of Africa. Throughout his career, James has had the privilege of first-hand exploration across a vast range of African nations. In November 2013, he and his wife Leanne were appointed as joint CEOs of Tourvest's East Africa operations following an acquisition. Despite initial turbulence, they successfully strengthened and restructured the business under their leadership. "I am truly honored to serve as chair of ATA starting this October," said James. In a post-COVID world, ATA is exceptionally well-positioned to advocate for sustainable tourism development that benefits communities across Africa. "I have been incredibly fortunate to have spent the majority of my career working in various African countries," he added. "We are immensely proud of the profound positive impact our tourism work has on staff, families, and communities." ATA's outgoing chairman Nick Aslin suggested that the appointment of James Hay will ensure that the valuable work undertaken by ATA over the past 30 years will continue in a positive and proactive manner.